Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the first ever broadcast of the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I first like to start off by thanking everybody for taking the time to listen to us tonight. We have a great show in store for you. Hopefully you enjoy it. When I was first approached about doing an internet radio show, my first reaction was no. I didn't really think it'd be a good fit for me. I already have a lot going on. But then I thought about the good fit, I thought about the opportunity and the platform it would be for myself, my team, and of course my guests. And I figured it'd be a wonderful opportunity. So here we are today, Friday, January 21st, live. For those of you who don't already know, I am a singer-songwriter from Richmond, Virginia, who now resides in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm currently working on my debut project, which will be released later this year and distributed worldwide by JMD Records Universal Music Group. For more information about my album, you can go to www.stephenknightmusic.webs.com. Well, enough about me. Let me introduce you to my lovely co-host. She's originally from Vegas, but currently resides in Atlanta. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my homie, Miss Parker. What's up, Miss Parker?
What's up, Steve-O? I was jamming to your song, Nightlife.
How are you doing, Miss Parker? I'm good. How are you?
I am well excited about the opportunity and very excited about, you know, hosting the show with you.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about you for those who don't know.
Well, I'm out of UNLV, representing the Running Rebels. Moved to Atlanta about 4 years ago, right out of college, enjoying the light life. actually, I graduated with a journalism degree and decided that that wasn't paying the bills, so now I have a 9-to-5 that I love. Corporate America is killing me, but I love it. And I also have a weekend job, Magic City. And I'm just playing.
Oh, no.
In case Steve and Mom is listening, that was a joke. But I am very excited for you and for this opportunity, Steven. So.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, our mission at the Stephen Knight Show is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want it to be very interactive. We want to hear from you.
Make sure to like us on Facebook, Stephen Knight Show, and also follow us on Twitter, the Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Friday, we are going to post a question of the day, so please make sure to go on Facebook and comment. We look forward to hearing from you. We will be reading some of your responses on the show every Friday. So please, 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 please check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, Michelle, today's question day is a little controversial, I would say. You know, we talk a lot about men cheating and whatnot, but we never talk about why women cheat. What do you think, do you think there's a difference between why a man will cheat as opposed to why a woman will cheat?
Yes, I do. You know, we've talked about why men cheat several times, you and I. But I believe that women cheat for a completely different reason. I think it is more of an emotional reason. They are missing something emotionally from their partners. I think just as a child would act up if they were not getting the attention they need, I think it's kind of the same situation with women. I think we kind of, you know, cheat because we need attention and we need that emotional support or that, you know, the emotional need that we're missing.
Well, very interesting. I look forward to hearing what you, the listeners, have to say. So make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think. And we'll be right back.
Hi.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the first ever broadcast of the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. So, Michelle, what's going on in entertainment news?
you remember your homeboy, Antonio Dodson? He
Antoine
has a
Dodson.
Reality show.
Antoine Dodson has a reality show.
Oh, Antoine, sorry. He has a reality show coming out this summer, I believe. And what do you think about that?
Well, this Antoine Dodson is the one that had the hide your wife, hide your kids kind of song.
Yeah, his sister home
yeah.
was broken into. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of remarkable someone going from telling the story of their sister being raped, you know, attempted rape, to now he's had ringtones, he's been on the BET Hip Hop Awards, he's been on, I believe, Soul Train, and now a reality show. Well, hats off down.
Really, he really wasn't telling the story. You know, he was pretty much making a fool of himself. But, you know, I'm happy that his life has turned around. He's moved all the projects. And he seemed to be making some money. So can't really hate on that.
Okay.
Speaking of reality show, what do you think about Housewives? I missed Sunday episode, so what went on?
Well, you know, you and I, we've been to a lot of the tapings for Housewives, you know, being familiar with some people who are friends with some of the people, the cast. I think that last week, you know, Kim and Candy are on tour together, doing a couple
mm-hmm.
of tour, and NeNe actually joined them this week. And NeNe, to me, I like NeNe, but to me she was very aggressive towards Kim. And I think part of it is because she might know Kim outside of, you know, the Housewives, and she doesn't really see her as being a talented singer. And so she kind of, like, really downplayed everything Kim had going on.
Well, you know, the few times I've met Kim, she kind of rubbed me in the wrong way. So, you know, I can definitely understand. I'm not the biggest fan of NeNe and her, you know, attitude, but you
right,
know, I can definitely
right.
see where she could, you know, dislike him.
Okay.
Some good news. Jennifer Hudson is finally getting married. I thought she was already married.
She's not married?
No, she's engaged. They're engaged, and she's engaged to Punk. You remember Punk from I Love
yeah.
New York?
I Love
yeah,
New York, yeah.
She's engaged to him. They have a little boy.
Yeah,
pictures
yeah.
of the little boy. So adorable. Yeah, so she's finally getting married in
okay.
a couple of months. So I'm very excited for her. You know, she's been through a lot, so it's good to see someone, you know, pushing their way through, you know,
yeah,
something
really,
really bad that happened to her. And she looks fabulous. She lost all that weight. She looks really good.
Do you think she lost too much weight?
You know, being from the West Coast, you can never be too skinny or too rich.
Right, yeah, that's true.
So,
that's
no,
true.
I think she looks great. I think she looks great.
Do you think there's a pressure, her being in Hollywood, and obviously she's won an Oscar and the Golden Globe Awards, do you think there's pressure to be a certain size?
I mean, Hollywood is a completely different place from Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, the state out here, I would consider fat. So, yes, I do think that, you know, in Hollywood there is a pressure to look a certain way. On the West Coast, period, especially in California, there's a pressure to look a certain way. So, you know, she can be successful as a bigger girl, but I think, you know, being smaller definitely helps.
Well, you know, good, you know, hats up to her, and I wish her all the best.
Now, speaking of people in the news this week, Ted Williams was on the Dr. Phil show. I've seen a couple
the
of
Voice.
Episodes this week. The Voice, yes. He's
the
on
show.
The he's on Dr. Phil show this week. What do you think about his recovery process? You know, I'm very optimistic for him, but I do understand the drug issues, and that's not
yeah.
very, you know, that's not an easy thing to overcome. I'm hoping he will take advantage of this opportunity, but, you know, I'm a little skeptical from what I've been seeing.
Well, those who don't know Ted Williams, he is the homeless man who basically had signs trying to You know, he has this remarkable voice where you can hear him on anyone's news or, you know, introducing commercials or whatnot. And, you know, he came off saying he was 3 years drug free. And it turns out that he, you know, abuses alcohol and then he may be using drugs. So he's currently in rehab. Is that correct?
Yeah, he got mad at using drugs on the last episode I saw, which I believe was Wednesday. He stopped in Ohio, which is his hometown, his home state, to see his family, and he ended up getting drunk, and he and Dr. Phil asked him if he smoked, and he said yes, and said, did you do any other drugs? He said yes. I mean, at least, you know, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
That's true.
So I'm very optimistic for him, and I hope everything works out with him and his family. He has a large family, and those kids missed out on a lot of years from their father. So, I mean, I'm wishing them the best, but, you know, it's not looking really good right now. His girlfriend is an addict, and she's refusing treatment, so it's not looking
well. It's hard when you
have
that enabler. When you have that enabler.
Yes. The funniest, moving on to the funniest story of the week.
Okay.
Texting while walking.
Oh my gosh.
I know you guys have seen that video of that lady who walked into the fountain at the mall while she was texting and walking now, Steven.
Yeah.
Do you text and walk or do you text and drive?
Well, I do text and walk. I used to text and drive, but I don't do that anymore. Well, I've cut back a lot. I've come back a lot because it's not safe. You know, studies show, and they say it's even worse than drinking and driving. So definitely have to watch out for that. But this particular woman, she was one in the mall walking. She was planning
a birthday
party.
Yeah, she worked in the mall. She was supposed to plan a birthday party, and she worked in the mall, and she, you know, she tumbles into the fountain. The video is hilarious. And she gets out of the fountain, and she walks into a store. But now she's suing the mall. But, you know, people are saying that she's suing the mall because she fell into the fountain, but I think she's suing the mall because she's embarrassed. She works there. She feels like someone released a video on YouTube without, you know, her permission or, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, she's older.
Yeah.
She's 49, so she's an older lady. It's just embarrassing to her, but the video is hilarious. I could not stop laughing.
It is hilarious. You got to check that out. You got to check that out.
The most interesting story for me is the top 8 cities for the best African American dating experience.
Well, let me ask you this. Does Atlanta make the list?
Yes, that's why this is so interesting to me. Atlanta is number 2.
Wow.
Season. Yes,
wow.
Atlanta is number 2. Chicago is number 1. Atlanta is number 2. Now, from my experience, I think the younger crowd in Atlanta does better with the dating scene in Atlanta. When I first moved out here, I was, you know, new to Atlanta and just loving the dating scene. But the older you get, you look for more in people. So I think it gets more difficult. It gets more difficult the more picky and you become, and especially for educated black women in Atlanta, it's difficult out there. But how have your experience been?
Well, you know, dating is dating. And I know we're running out of time in this segment, but I want to tell a quick story that, you know, I had a performance on Wednesday. I was supposed to be a social singles mixer, and you won't
get that. Yep, I was there.
Now, let me ask you this: and not knowing, you know, what the demographics would be, did you find anyone you wanted to mix with that night?
I was very excited to go to the show, Steven. You remember I got dressed up, and I was so excited, and I posted on Facebook, "I'm ready, I'm single, ready to mingle." Right. So we get there, and it is a gay. A gay function. They're shooting a gay reality show. All gay men. My feelings were so hurt. I love gay guys, but I just really wanted to just kind of flirt with someone, and it was just not happening at night.
No, they won't.
So my outfit was a complete waste. Right.
You know, in all respect to, you know, we love all people, you know, all guys' children, but it was just kind of interesting because we didn't know that what we wanted to expect. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, enough with entertainment. You know, there's a lot going on with sports. Our Atlanta Falcons, the Dirty Birds, got their wings clipped last weekend.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to recover from that. So, Ron, what's going on with sports this week?
Man.
You sound like you're still getting over the whole
Falcons
thing.
Michelle, I mean, it's Steven. I mean, how can you be the number one team in the NFC and just get dominated on your home field? I mean, it's words can't even express. I mean, just embarrassing, embarrassing.
It happened. I think it happened. It happened a couple of years ago as well.
Yeah. It seems like with the Falcons, they kind of build you up during the regular season, and then once the playoffs come, they just disappoint. Yeah.
Well, we have the NFL playoffs this weekend. We know, Ron, what do you think is going to happen this week?
Pretty much, I see the Bears losing to the Packers, and I see.
No.
Yes. I think that is going to end for the Bears. Green Bay is on a mission. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I actually think they're going to win.
They're going to win?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big prediction. You just want to stand by that?
Don't tell the Steelers fan that.
What you said, Michelle?
That don't tell the Steelers. Don't tell their fans that.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm going to have to. Steelers fans out there, I'm sorry. You all will beat the Jets. Your defense will stop the Jets, but I don't think you all will stop Aaron Rodgers and the Packer offense in the Super Bowl. I just don't see it. Sorry. So my prediction for Super Bowl 45 in Texas this year, I see Green Bay 27, Pittsburgh 20.
Wow. Okay.
That's gonna be a good
game. Writing that down.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting to watch. And
yeah.
Rob, we'll be checking out for you. If you don't agree with Ron, let us know on Facebook, the Stephen Knight Show. And
yes.
We'll be right
back. Absolutely.
Hello out there. This is Mother Lou Ella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Miss Parker.
Well, you know, each week we want to have special guests on our show, and I'm very excited about the guest we have this week. He is the current producer behind my debut album, which will be released later this year. Originally from Cali, moved here last year to make his mark on the music scene. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, and much more. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my homie, Phoenix Electric. What's up, Phoenix?
Man, what's going on, world? What's going
hey,
on?
What's up, boy?
Hey, Miss Parker.
West Coast?
Yeah.
Phoenix, man, I'm
yeah.
glad to have you here. I'm glad
man,
to have you
I'm
here.
I'm blessed to be here, man. I'm blessed to be here.
Well, listen, for those who don't know a lot about you, please tell our listeners what I already know. Please tell them.
Okay. Well, hello, world. This is Phoenix Electric, a.k.a. Electric, a.k.a. the World Changer. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida. I grew up playing drums in the church. I really have a strong background with just being a musician in church, singing, playing piano. When I was about 13 years old, I moved to California, and I became very familiar with the scene out in Cali, be it writing, producing, doing live shows and things like that. And things really began to kind of take off for me. When I graduated from high school, I attended a college in Hollywood, California. I went to the Musicians Institute, and I studied production and engineering, and I really, really got into developing my sound and developing,
mm-hmm.
My craft and things like that. And so I stayed in Cali for a little bit of time, and then, I just decided I needed a change. You know what I'm saying? I just needed to just do something different and leave everybody that I knew and just create a new destiny. So I moved to, Atlanta, and I'm here now, so...
Yeah. Well, I know that you, we talked maybe a couple weeks ago,
Right.
We talk all the time. But we talked a couple weeks ago, and you were telling me that moving to Atlanta, it wasn't as easy as you thought initially. What were some of the hardships that you faced in relocating from across the country?
I think it was just, you know, the fear of the unknown. You know, you come out to a new city, and you know you have all these aspirations to do a bunch of different things, but you don't know anyone. And so I think one of the biggest things was leaving my family, you know, and my friends and the people who I was comfortable with, and putting myself in another position to try to be more successful than I already was. So that, honestly, that was probably the biggest, you know, the biggest thing for me.
Well, you know, you have a real diverse sound. I know a lot of producers, they, you know, when you hear a record by them, you can tell it's them who did it. What has allowed you to have a diverse sound where that you can have a up-tempo, a mid-tempo, a ballad, and people wouldn't necessarily know it was you unless they read it? What inspires that?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, I get every idea, every inkling of creativity from God. That's just first and foremost.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's just me listening to everything. You know, I listen to everything from Ryan Leslie to Dwele to Paramore to Imogen Heap, you know what I'm saying? So I really try to keep my ear to different styles and genres of music so that when I come in, I can collectively fuse all those different genres and create something, you know, of my own. So,
Well, I know last year you released a mixtape, Beautiful Breakthrough, which I love. You can listen to it from the first track to the last track. You already know my favorite. My favorite on there is a song called Go. It is hot to death, y'all. Check it out. But all the songs are good. Tell us what inspired you behind that record, and what are some of the favorite songs that you have on there?
Well, I'll say this. A lot of emotion went into the record, Beautiful Breakthrough. A lot of hurt, pain, truth. And I think the biggest thing was just accountability. When I moved to Atlanta, there was a lot of people, you know, telling me, you know, I can do this for you, I can put you in this position, and, you know, write this record for me so we can get this place, this, that, and the third. And those things never ended up really happening, you know. So here I am with, you know, an infinite amount of songs that nobody ever heard, you know. And what I did was, you know, I had so many people like, man, you know, we know you produce and we know you do all these things, but we need something tangible. So I just put it out, you know, for the fans. I just put it out, you know, put it out there. And so it was kind of like my loss was my fans' gain in a way, you know what I'm saying?
It was. It was. And I'm going to tell you, I heard a snippet of Go, the song that I love, and I like, I'm a fan, but I heard a snippet of it, like a 1 minute snippet, and when I finally got my hands on that mix CD, that mixtape, I mean, I play that song all the time. You know, definitely a very talented brother right here. Steve, how can people find you if they want to hear your work or want to contact you about booking? Where can they find you?
Well, I mean, you know, we go ahead and run down the list. For booking, you guys can reach me at gmail.com. That's lovinmusic@gmail.com. It's L-O-V-I-N as in name, M as in music, U-S-I-K@gmail.com. That's lovinmusic. You guys can add me on Facebook. My name is Phoenix Electric. That's F-E-E-N-I-X-E-L-E-K-T-R-I-K. And you guys can follow me on Twitter. At @Twitter/IamPhoenix, I am F-E-E-N-I-X. And if you guys ever want to just check out me just doing, you know, music or playing, doing shows, touring, whatever, you guys can check me out on YouTube, and that's YouTube/Phoenix Electric. That's F-E-E-N-I-X-E-L-E-K-T-R-I-K.
Well, let me tell y'all, he is very talented. You know, like I said, he's working on my current project, and we've created some like masterpiece. Like,
amazing,
I mean, it's taken
record
beyond anything I could ever imagine. But I definitely appreciate you, man, and I really appreciate all that you have going on and taking the time out your busy schedule. I know you're very heck busy to talk to us tonight. And good luck with you and everything you have going on. Okay.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all for having me. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks for being on, Phoenix.
All right, Ms. Parker.
All right, God bless you, man.
All right.
Now.
For more information about Phoenix Electric, please visit us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com.
We'll be right back.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I do. You should come by.
I'd love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... What's my people to call her people?
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Ellen.
Listen,
I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person?
Does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay. We'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. You're listening to The Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio.
And I'm your co-host, Miss Parker. Now, this next segment is my favorite. I love this girl. I go to her every time I need advice on what to wear and where to find the greatest and latest deals. Ginevra has a website, Budget Shopaholic. Please welcome Ginevra to the show. And Ginevra, what you got for us this week?
Ginevra, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. How you doing, Janelle?
I'm all right. I found a couple of deals for everybody this weekend.
Well, we're excited.
Okay, well, I know I have some stuff for you, Michelle, or Miss Parker. Okay. First off, I wanted to tell everybody about the boutique warehouse sale that's going on this weekend at Z Gallery.
Where is that?
It is the boutique warehouse sale, and they do it probably about 2 or 3 times a year, and they get a bunch of boutiques together, boutiques like Boogaloo's, Demure, Drew Lewis, Fabric, Sandpiper, Swank, and they have, you know, brands on sale like Halo and Habitual, BCBG, Rebecca Taylor. They have all types of brand names on sale, and all of these boutiques get together in one warehouse, and they just sell everything. And, I mean, you can really rack up. I've found probably – I go there every time, of course, because I am a shopaholic. I go there every time they have a sale, and I'm definitely going to be able to get down there tomorrow. And, like I said, it's going to be above Z Gallery in Atlantic Station, and it's – they have prices from 30 to 75% off of the original prices in the boutique. So you can really rack up. I've come out of there with $10 tops that were originally $50, boots, coats, leather jackets, dresses.
Wow.
So, I mean, I love – this is like my favorite boutique sale of the – well, my favorite semi-annual sale of the year because they – you can really save a lot of money. And you can get a lot of great stuff. So, like I said,
I will be there.
Is
it tomorrow only or is it Sunday?
It's today, tomorrow. And I know it's not going to be on Sunday. It's just a 2-day event. And they will probably be doing it again in a couple of months. And, of course, I'll let everybody know in a couple of months when this is going to be happening. But right now, tomorrow's the only day. It was today and tomorrow's the last day. So it will be in Atlantic Station above the gallery. So check it out.
Yeah, I'm
another
super early in the morning.
Yeah, you need to. It starts at 10 and it ends at 6. So make sure you get down there because, you know, those women are down there grabbing stuff up.
They are. Any other good tips for us this week?
Yeah, I have, if you guys are familiar with French Connection, that brand, they're having a winter sale and they have prices up to 75% off of their clearance. Nine West is also having a sale, and that's up to 70% off of their sale items. And anybody who knows me knows I love Nine West. I mean, you know, the quality is good, the prices are great, and when you can catch a sale, it's even better. So you can either check Nine West out online, or you can go down to the malls if you feel like going, you know, letting your feet do the walking instead of your fingers on a computer. You can go down to any mall. The best one in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, of course, is in Lenox Mall. That's their flagship store. And they have everything in that store. So I would check out Lenox Mall first before I go to any other Nine West, but they are having a great sale. And okay. The last thing that I like to share with everybody is this weekend is the last weekend for Victoria's Secret's semi-annual sale. So you can go into Vicky's the stores and get this stuff. Vicky's Secrets. Love me some Vicky's Secrets. So you can go into you are a trip this tonight. So you can go into Victoria's Secrets. You can go into the store and get the stuff, or I prefer to get everything online because they also have clothes online. You know, they don't have the clothes in the store. So this is the last weekend for their semi-annual sales. If you want to catch some of their prices, some of their great prices for that semi-annual sale, you need to go ahead and log on or go to the mall when you're heading to Nine West.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to my bank account right now, see how much money I have to spend this weekend. Thanks for all the great tips,
Kenever.
We appreciate
that. No problem. And I'll be back with great stuff for you guys next week.
Okay, and, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you can check me out at budgetshopaholic.com. I have all types of fashion tips and sales for you. So, again, that's budgetshopaholic.com.
And I'll okay, and there'll be a link for that on our Facebook page. So make sure you check us out at Stephen Knight Show on Facebook. Well, Michelle, let's briefly talk about the question of the day. I know we had a lot of response to why do women cheat. I know you said that you thought it was more of an emotional thing. What are some of our listeners saying?
Most women are saying that they are that women cheat because they're missing something. They are, they are. I think it's aligned the same thing I was saying that their emotional needs are not being met, or something in the relationship is missing, which I think everyone cheats because something's missing, but I think it's more of an emotional reason. The guys on the page are saying because women feel like the grass is greener on the other side, or because women are just like men, everyone cheats, which is not my opinion at all. Do you have some of what the listeners are saying, Stephen?
Well, I believe that men, we can disassociate love from sex. I hate to say it, but we can be in love with our girls, we'll be in love with people we're with, and it just happened to be Tuesday, or like someone said on the page, happened to be Tuesday, or the girl looks good, and that's good enough for us, and we could still be in love with the person we're with. I think with women, it's more of an emotional thing where they're not getting what they want at home, and I don't think they go out looking to cheat, but a guy will give them a lot of attention and whatnot, and they'll be like, hey, they get caught up, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting, and we'll continue to have different topics and whatnot. We'll be able to have more time to discuss that, but we'll be right back. Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Now, the second half hour of our show is, I like to call it Stephen's Playlist. And what it is, basically where we have a platform for independent artists and even major artists to be played during this time. We've received music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. So I definitely appreciate everyone sending in their music and whatnot. Each week we will select artists to be played on our playlist, and this week our playlist features music by Phoenix Electric, who you heard from earlier in the show, Fatso Skinny, who will also be featured on my upcoming project, Philly, he has a new album coming out next month, Junie, talented guy, soul singer, Terrell King, who you heard Nightlife, that's one of the songs to be featured. He's the person behind that, and many, many more. And I also threw in, one or two songs from an older project I had, so definitely check that out.
And if you're interested in being a featured artist on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Make sure to attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional photos, and please, please, please make sure that the songs are edited. They have to be clean, no curse words. We look forward to hearing from you, so hit us up.
Well, the first song is by yours truly. It's a song called Nightlife that was featured on a 2009 EP of mine. Check it out. Enjoy Stephen's playlist. Enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Get there. Didn't know if I was stable as I drove her to her destination. I always thought that I was moving swiftly, dedicated. Started thinking she was bugging out on medication. I know she doesn't pill pop at any rate. It's just my style is so unusual, she can't relate. And so I tried to bring her up to speed without debate. Oh wait, I wasn't looking for opinion pity. My disposition isn't built for you to claim a city. I only wish you'd see the few here occasionally and accept the beauty for exactly what it's meant to be. So please, don't insult me with your arrogance. Divorce in 92 and haven't been changed since. Put on a little weight, you haven't been very fit. And by the way, I've even noticed now you're wearing wigs. I'm not a doctor to be diagnosing, and neither are you, but come on in now that the door is open. And hoping that my land is clear. And before I even check, the wheels unfolded in the air. Yeah, I can leave if I want to, but prior to this conversation I was wanting you. And though this news is devastating, I know what to do. If being right is never wrong, really I can never lose. knocking, and I know I'm not a doctor, but come in, the door is open.
One time I need you. Do you want me? Do you? moving so fast, I think that I lost you.
Oh no, I lost control.
It's a head-on collision at the fork in the road. See, the simple thing is, I gotta know, do you love me? Do you want me? Am I what you need?
Yo, my
For tuning in again today to the very first Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank my guest Phoenix for blessing us and speaking with us about what he has going on. If you like the music that you heard tonight on the Stephen Knight playlist, definitely go to us on Facebook. You can hear more about the artist and about the songs that are played.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of the show, everyone. Thank you for your support with Stephen Music and everything that he's involved with. Make sure to check us out next week. If you like what you've heard tonight, we'll be back on next Friday at 10. Remember to like us on Facebook and at the Stephen Knight Show, and also follow us on Twitter.
Okay, until next week. Until next week, God bless you all. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Be safe out there.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move. We shape the life for a better tomorrow.